Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
On iRadio. Good evening, Dave and Fionnuala. 22 minutes past 5. Let's talk to Leroy on Gimme 5. How are you?
I'm well. I'm not too bad, Dave and Fionnuala. I could be better.
Why could you be better, Leroy?
I'm on the way to A&E to get the eye checked.
Oh my God, Leroy, what happened?
You blame my 13-month-old daughter who decided to stick her finger into my eye this morning at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And did it get sore throughout the day?
It has, and I've got double vision and quite hazy with it, so I think it's best to get it seen.
And Leroy, would it be the wisest thing to play a game of Gimme 5 on the radio under these conditions?
I don't need me eyes to think.
Now, Leroy, just, you know, that we are all clear on health and safety. You haven't been taking any pharmaceuticals to try and aid the pain, and that you're not... Are you of clear mind, body and sober?
I would like to think so. Now, I've got a nagging wife beside me, though, so...
Well, she's probably helping you. Did she encourage you to go to A&E?
Well, probably, because she's a nurse.
I think we may listen to her judgment. Yeah. Leroy, can I ask, are you a contact lens or glasses wearer?
Not at all.
Oh, God, so you didn't have the glasses to protect the eye, and this is where the double vision has started. Oh, Leroy.
Leroy, yeah. What age is your child again?
13 months old.
I bet you they don't tell you in the maternity ward that you should use safety goggles.
No, it's probably going to start seeing those future. I'll get on the Instagram and start promoting.
You should. Baby goggles.
Baby goggles. Okay, we're on to something there, Dave.
And who is your wife? What is her name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. And child's name?
Millie,
Rebecca and Leroy, all heading to A&E to get yourself checked out. Let's not hold you back any further. You're ready to go and give me 5.
Ready to go.
We'll use this as a, are you of sane mind and body when you're checked into A&E?
Yeah, and actually, today's question is kind of appropriate considering what you've been through in the last few hours. I would like you, in 10 seconds, Leroy, to please give me 5. Professional boxers, go.
Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Tyson Fury, Klitschko, and Oleksandr
Usyk. Who is the fourth?
Klitschko.
Oh, Klitschko. Excellent.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with your thinking, whatever about the eyesight, Leroy.
All this information about boxing and you couldn't dodge your child. All joking aside, hopefully everything works out and they're able to look after you.
Thank you very much.
Safe travels, folks, and let us know how you get on, actually, will ya?
I'll let you know if the eyes will be taken out or not.
I was going to say excellent. There's not excellent about that. But we are nosy. Good luck to you folks.
Bye.
Leroy, 13-month-old Millie. Maybe they've got somebody to look after her. And the wife, Rebecca, all on the way to A&E.
Like, as we said before, myself and Dave, not parents, not in charge of children. Like, do children go around injuring their caregivers? Have you been injured by your child, by a niece, by a nephew? Like, does it happen? Because to be left with double vision, like, that's a powerful 13-month-old punch.
What's that? Like, 13-month-old, maybe they'll become a professional boxer, Millie. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone being injured by a child.
Like, I feel the fathers of children get a few hits to areas when their children reach a certain height and level.
In fairness, even a 13-month-old would have the power to bring down a grown man if they got the right spot.
I open it up to you if you have ever been in charge of a child. Do you currently have one of your own? Have they just given you a woeful dunt and you've been like, oof, wasn't expecting that?
We've done childhood injuries before. We've never done being injured by a child. 087-1-102-107. Just before we set off on this, some of the answers are a bit squeamishy, so if you have a bad stomach and you can't stick it, here is your warning. Hello, Helena in Athlone. My baby son stuck his finger in my eye a few years ago and I ended up getting an eye ulcer.
I did not know that was a thing, Helena, and I'm sorry for you that it is.
Full week of antibiotics and eye drops. The most popular answer, though, is...
When a baby headbutts you, you know all about it.
Baby headbutts.
Hey Dave, hey Fionnuala.
Hello Fiona.
I'm telling you, if you got a headbutt from a child into your mouth, you'd know all about it. It's
Small children are no joke. They're vicious little feckers.
We shouldn't laugh, but the phrase, if you got a if you got a headbutt from a child into the mouth, you'd know all about it. There is something comical about that.
Shannon is backing this up as well, because she tells us, my sister broke my dad's nose when she was around one. She headbutted him.
Wow.
Breaking a fully grown man's nose. And she only 1 year old. Children, dangerous business.
Your sister must have had a fat head for 1 year old. Must have been solid as a rock. Cindy.
Hi, Dave and Fionnuala. You get an awful headbutt off a newborn, I tell you that. My little one is four and I've had more bumps and bruises from her than I've had most of my life.
Who has not been headbutted by a child that's listening to this show?
It would be easier to find the ones who haven't actually been injured by little people.
Have you been headbutted by a child and you've never been able to tell anyone before because of the shame? Well, today is the day to tell us. 087 1 102 107. Who knew children were so dangerous? A very new segment that we might never do again. Dave and Fionnuala's Phrase of the Day.
Small children are no joke.
They're no joke, lads, when you hear these stories of people getting kicked.
Hi, Dave and Fionnuala. This is Katrina in Donegal. Whenever my daughter was 1 year old, she kicked me in the ribs and bruised my ribs.
1 year old?
Well, I'm glad you're laughing about it. Rib injuries are so bad because there's not really much you can do other than wait for them to heal, and it's very painful.
Usually when somebody says to us, I have one story to top them all, we go, yeah, yeah, whatever, and then it's meandering and it goes nowhere. However, Keith.
Hi, Dave and Fionnuala. This is one that will top them all. My son has broke my nose 3 times. Twice I've had to have septoplasty surgeries.
Jesus.
To have it put back in place. And I'm currently waiting on a rhinoplasty to have it constructed back again. But yeah, 3 times, little kids are no joke.
I don't know what those words mean, but I know they ain't good.
Keith, and you're still letting this child live in your house, are you?
The undefeated child of the house, 3-time champion against his father.
Good luck with that rhinoplasty. And do you know what the worst thing is? I don't have too much knowledge about nose jobs, but I'm pretty sure when they're doing them, they have to break the nose again to reset it. So it's going to be a 4th time broken the nose.
It's only funny if you allow us to laugh at it yourselves, you know what I'm trying to say. People are coming on and they're being heartfelt, but if you're laughing, we can laugh. But if you're not laughing, then we can take it seriously.
Have you ever been injured by a child? Well, it seems a lot of you have.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.